into Colombia.
Que fue para Colombia.
And he would stand on the street corner and he would break out his old guitar and he would sing.
Y se paraba en la calle y sacaba su guitarra y cantaba.
And when people would gather, he would begin to open his Spanish Bible and point them at the scripture they needed to read.
Y cuando la gente se juntaba, él abría su Biblia y las apuntaba a la escritura.
And he began to have people baptized in the name of Jesus and filled with the Holy Ghost.
Y él empezó a bautizarlos en el nombre de Jesús y se lo llenaron del Espíritu Santo.
And he started a fire in Colombia.
Y empezó un fuego en Colombia.
And revival began to break out in Colombia.
Y el avivamiento se empezó a soltar.
And when he went to minister in the asylum,
y cuando fue a la casa de los locos,
the demons began to chant together.
Los demonios empezaban a cantar.
Bill Dross, the Pentecost.
Bill Dross, el Pentecostés.
Bill Dross, the Pentecost.
Bill Dross, el Pentecostés.
Because he had a reputation.
Porque él tenía una reputación.
He had a reputation in heaven.
Él tenía una reputación en los cielos.
And he had a reputation on earth.
Y tenía una reputación en la tierra.
And he had a reputation in hell.
Y tenía una reputación en el infierno.
And he had twin sons.
Y tenía dos hijos gemelos.
And one of them was named T. Windross.
Y uno fue llamado T. Windross.
And he was an apostle in Central America and Mexico.
Y él fue un apóstol en Centroamérica y en México.
There are tens of thousands of people born again of the water and of the Spirit throughout that entire Latino area because of the ministry of T. Windross.
Hay miles y miles de personas que recibieron el Espíritu Santo por el ministerio de ese hombre.
He was in El Salvador during the war.
Estuvo en El Salvador durante la guerra.
We visited with him in the 70s.
Lo visitamos en los 70s.
We sat at a restaurant with him.
Nos sentamos en un restaurante con él.
We asked him, like, how is it going with the terrorists?
Le preguntábamos cómo está pasando con los terroristas.
He said they burned this restaurant down 3 times.
Dijeron quemaron este restaurante 3 veces.
My wife said, well, how do they feel about Americans?
Mi esposa dice, le preguntó qué es cómo se sienten de los americanos.
He said, oh, they hate Americans.
Dice, oh, los odian.
He had a characteristic laugh.
Tenía una risa característica.
He was the genuine article.
Fue un artículo genial, genio.
Unafraid.
Sin miedo.
Fearless.
Sin miedo.
He was productive in the kingdom.
Era productivo en el reino de Dios.
And I think one of the finest Christian men I've ever met in my life.
Yo pensé uno de los mejores cristianos que he visto en mi vida.
I suggested to him that he might be doing a little too much.
Yo le sugestié, le dije, tal vez estás haciendo mucho.
He said, I would much prefer to burn out than to rust out.
Yo prefiero quemarme que no hacer nada.
You can go to Guatemala or El Salvador.
Puedes ir a Guatemala o El Salvador.
Or Mexico.
O México.
And you'll find people that know that T. Windross was an apostle.
Y vas a encontrar gente que saben que ese hombre era un apóstol.
The theme of this conference is generation to generation.
El tema de esta conferencia es generación a generación.
And there today in this house is a grandson of Bill Dross, the Pentecost.
Y en esta casa hay un nieto, un
grandson.
Un nieto del hermano Dross en la casa.
And a son of T. Windross.
Y un hijo de T. Windross.
And we are thrilled tonight to have Mark Dross in the house tonight.
Estamos alegres que él está en esta casa.
We are glad that he has the genetic material of Bill Dross.
Estamos alegres que tiene los genéticos de Bill Dross.
He's got the genetic material of an apostle.
Él tiene los genéticos de un apóstol.
But most importantly, he's got the spiritual DNA of Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
De Jesucristo, el Rey de Reyes y el Señor de Señores.
And we are so thrilled that he's in this house tonight.
Estamos alegres de estar en esta casa esta noche.
And I believe that God is going to use him. He is instrumental in a great end time revival.
Yo creo que Dios lo va a usar esta noche.
And we are so thrilled that he's come to this house tonight.
Estamos alegres que está en esta casa esta noche.
I've known him all his life.
Yo lo he conocido toda mi vida.
But tonight he's standing in a place, in a circle of anointing.
Pero esta noche está parado en un lugar de unción.
That is not a hand-me-down.
Que no es algo de que se lo dieron.
Because you can't get hand-me-downs in the kingdom of God.
Porque no lo puede recibir de su papá.
You've gotta dig out your own anointing.
Tú tienes que buscar tu propia unción.
And we're so thrilled tonight that he's here.
Estamos tan alegres que está en esta lugar.
And I want him to take his liberty tonight.
Y quiero que tome su libertad.
Whatever the Holy Ghost says, you tell us.
Lo que tenga el Espíritu Santo.
Would you extend your hand toward him tonight and say, "You preach to me, preacher."
Extienda su mano y dile, predícame, predicador.
Hallelujah! Somebody lift up your voice, give God praise in the house. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor. My God, have mercy. What an introduction. Almost don't have to preach after that. Just make an altar call. Hallelujah. What a joy it is to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Be able to feel the presence of God in this place. Man, I'll tell you, I could tell y'all have been having church around here. Amen, amen. I want you to look at your neighbor and say, we're still having church around here. Amen, hallelujah. It is such a joy and an honor to be here in this place tonight. I always consider it a great honor to be able to come to this church and to be with Pastor Sutton and the Sutton family, people that are very dear to our hearts, amen, and we love and appreciate them very much, amen. And just the years of knowing great people, amen. God is good, isn't he? God is good. I want to thank Brother Steve Collins for extending me the invitation to be in this conference. I am very honored and I am humbled at the same time. I know that there's been many great preachers come before me to this place. And man, it's exciting. Good thing about not being here, I usually am always at the conference, but somehow or another the dates didn't work out to be able to do so. Good thing is, I didn't hear nobody else preach. Amen. Bad thing, you heard everybody preach. Amen. And so, I don't have the pressure of, well, I don't know if they said this or if they said that. Amen. All I know is what the Lord has put in my spirit for tonight. Hallelujah. And I believe God is going to move in a powerful way in this house tonight. In Jesus' name. Tell your neighbor, we're going to give the devil a bad night tonight. Tell them with authority, we're going to give the devil a bad night tonight. How many believe it in Jesus' name? Glory, 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 glory. I'm so honored to have my precious lady with me. Amen. She's right there, the lady with the hat. I love that lady so much. Amen. And it is always good to see Bishop Williams. Amen. A powerhouse, a preacher, dynamic. My. I want to invite you to open your Bibles, Jeremiah chapter 51, and reading verse 20.
all the way to verse 21. Jeremiah chapter 51, reading verse 20 all the way to verse 21. Ooh, I feel the Holy Ghost. My. Jeremiah 51, verse 20. Thou art my battle axe and weapons of war. For with thee I will break in pieces the nations, and with thee will I destroy kingdoms, and with thee will I break in pieces the horse and his rider, and with thee I will break in pieces the chariot and his rider. I love the way he says, thou art my battle axe and weapons of war. I want you to look at your neighbor, look at them square in the eye, and with authority, I want you to tell them, I am a weapon. Now turn to somebody else and say it with authority. I am. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you are awesome. You are powerful. You are glorious. There is no God like you. No, not even one. In fact, you even looked all over the universe and declared that outside of you, there is no other God that saves. Father, I ask you in this moment, put the devil in his place and let your name be glorified in this house. In Jesus' name, amen. Now clap your hands and give God a shout of praise in the house of the Lord. Jesus' name. You may be seated in the presence of Almighty God. A word of judgment came against Babylon. After Babylon had caused the slain of the people of God and the fall of Israel. Israel once again looked like a bunch of broke down, defenseless, an abandoned group of people. God says to Israel, in that state where they were at, where they were broke down, where they were discouraged, where they felt like as if there was no hope, all of a sudden God says to Israel, you are... You are my battle axe, and you are my weapons of war. In other words, what he says is, you are my army. Amen. He calls them out of their vulnerable state and calls them to become a powerful weapon of war in the hands of an almighty God. The Bible shows God's dealings with the children of Israel who had been in slavery for 400 years. They didn't know anything about fighting or warfare because they were slaves and farmers, and and they farmed Pharaoh's land, and they took care of his animals and built his building. But they didn't even know what it was like to be able to hold a sword in their hand or even launch a spear or shoot an arrow. But yet they became the greatest army in the world. Israel never was the biggest or strongest nation, but God has always fought for Israel. I don't care if the whole world goes against Israel. The church better always be on the side of Israel, because God will fight for Israel, and God will fight for his church. Somebody give a shout unto God right now. Clap your hands to the Lord. How can a people like Israel that have been slaves for 400 years, that are weak and needy and disoriented, become such a fierce and powerful army? In fact, God even compares them to sheep and calls Israel sheep. In Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 11, he shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arms and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. Sheep are portrayed as slightly defenseless. They need constant care and love from their shepherd. And yet God looks at these sheep, and he does not look at them in their present condition, but he looks at what they will become, and he begins to declare them to be a powerful weapon of war. I wish I had some weapons of war up in this place tonight. I wish I had some apostolics, Pentecostals, that know that you are dangerous in God's hands. Somebody give God a shout of praise. Oh, touch three people. Tell them, I am a weapon. I think Songs of Solomon paint the picture perfectly. In chapter 6 and verse 10, who is she that looketh forth as the morning, fair as the moon, clear as the sun, but watch this, and terrible as an army with banners. Hallelujah. Don't underestimate this one. Oh, I dare you to look at the one next to you and say, don't underestimate me. Say it with an attitude. Don't underestimate me. Don't underestimate this one. She might look weak. She might look desperate. She might look needy and in constant need of care. She might look like as if she's battling with herself. But in the hands of an almighty God, she's a powerful army. She's a powerful army. Somebody give God a shout of praise in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I am a weapon. See, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26, for ye see your calling, brethren, now that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world and things which are despised has God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to aught things that are. In other words, he gets the weak to put the strong to shame. Oh, Lord, I wish I had somebody right there that knows you're not all that in a bag of chips, but you come into the house of God. You come weak. You come desperate, but when God get done with you, baby, you're a weapon of war in the hands of a God Almighty. I wish I had somebody in this place that can give God a shout of praise in the house of the Lord. Somebody give him praise right now. I feel the Holy Ghost moving in this house. I said I feel the Holy Ghost moving in this house. Somebody give a shout in this house. Hallelujah. Clap your hands to the Lord. That's how God dealt with his people. Now skip forward to the New Testament, and we find a group of men that their master had been taken away from them, and he was beaten and crucified on the cross, and died and laid in a borrowed tomb. These men that once saw the greatest miracles that Jesus had performed, they saw the authority that he had over the wind and the waves, even cursing a fig tree to the point that the next day it was withered up and dead, are now alone, afraid, fearful, and hiding, thinking that they might be next, not knowing what was going to happen, hiding from society. In fact, even some of them went back to their old way of living. Watch out when you get discouraged, because the devil will always try to drag you back from where God brought you out of. But let me tell you something. Even if you slip, he'll find you right there and snap you back into position. I gotta talk to somebody right now. You probably slipped, but God's already snapping you back. God's already putting you back into position. I wish I had somebody that can give God a shout of praise right there. Oh, look at your neighbor and say, he snapped me back. Say it with authority, he snapped me back. The devil thought he had me, but Jesus came and grabbed me. He slapped me back. I gotta speak to a discouraged person that might be watching right now. It's time to get back in the house of the Lord. know you probably messed up, but baby, you're still alive. And if you're alive, it's because God still got purpose for your life. In the name of Jesus, I wish I had somebody that can give God a roaring shout of praise. Tell your neighbor, say, I am a weapon. Say it with authority, I am a weapon. Where was I? Oh yeah, these cowards. These scaredy cats. Tell your neighbor, say, he's talking to me. Ooh. It's easy to shout in here, but can you shout out there? Yeah. I got about 10 of you right there. Glory to God. These that are nervous. All of a sudden when Jesus, y'all sit down. I'm just giving a Bible study. Amen. All of a sudden when Jesus rises up with power against death in the grave. In Mark chapter 16, when he arose from the dead, he appeared to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast out 7 devils. And she went and told the disciples as they mourned and wept that he was alive. She told them that he was alive and had been seen of her. Watch this. And they believed not. I got an issue with that. Anybody got an issue? Let your neighbor say, I got an issue. Some folks' issues got issues. And they believed not. Then he appeared to 2 as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told the disciples. And the Bible says, neither believed they them. Santo Dios de la Gloria. It's like, what is up with these men that walked with Jesus? That talked with Jesus, that saw the miracle signs and wonders. Now they're hiding, they're fearful, they're afraid. And they don't even believe the good news. Because it's easier to conform to the bad news than to stand firm with the good news. Oh, Lord, somebody better come and arrest me. I feel like preaching up in this place. Somebody clap your hands to the Lord. It's easier to shut up and let the devil have his way than to be a voice in the midst of darkness. Oh, it's going to get uncomfortable for a bit right now. It's easier just to stay quiet as woke culture is trying to cancel everybody and shut everybody down. It's easier to hide and just become a part of the culture and not a force to save the culture. My. But the devil is a liar. I
said the devil is a liar. I feel God rising up a voice in this place that's gonna drown the voice of a culture that wants to affect the church. It's time for the church to affect the culture and let the culture know there is one God. His name is Jesus. And there's power in the name of Jesus. Somebody give God a shout. Do your neighbor say, I am a weapon. So after they believed, they neither believed. Ooh. Say they were doubting Thomas's. Hey, somebody said it. Thank you. Amen. Later, Jesus appears to the 11 as they were eating. He rebukes them for their lack of faith. Ooh. Some folks get offended when preaching gets to you. Some are like, I don't know if they had to preach it so hard like they did. Hey man, we got too many weak people. We got too many churches that all they want is a little bit patty cake, baker's make. Don't rebuke us. Don't you dare rebuke us. Don't you dare speak all that stuff. My God, if they don't preach it to us, then we won't know how to be saved. Baby, if I'm on my way to hell, I want somebody to tell me I'm on my way to hell. I need to be preached into heaven. I wish I had somebody thankful for good. Apostolic, unadulterated, unwatered down, preaching of the word of God. Somebody give God a shout of praise.
Glory to God. I grew up in Latin America. Whenever they would introduce a preacher, we would yell out to the preacher. We would say, predíquenos. Preach it. And then we'd say, even if it hurts. Baby, if preaching don't move you, it's because you're too far away from God. If it don't cause something to rise up inside of you, it's because you're already dead on the inside. But when the word gets to you, when it produces conviction, when it causes you to run to the altar, then it's a heart that's open to the word of God. I say, God, preach it to me. God, speak it to me. Somebody give God a shout of praise. Harabakataya Laboshaya. Somebody shout, he rebuked them. Say it with authority. Say he rebuked them.
I gotta wipe off my glasses, just wait. Amen. Just look at your neighbor and say he rebuked them. Now somebody say, Lord, rebuke me.
Lord Jesus, rebuke me also. Amen. Yes. Please.
Because baby, if it hurts, it works. He rebuked them for their lack of faith and their stubborn refusal to believe those that had brought the good news. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Some folks are stubborn. Tell your neighbor, say they're talking to you right now. Some folks are just stubborn. Amen. Don't touch anything. Don't play anything. Amen. Amen. Praise God. But after he rebuked them, watch this. He commissions them. I'm like, ¿qué onda? I'm like, he just got done rebuking them for their lack of faith, and now he commissions them. He says, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world. Wait, Jesus. Did you not see these cobardes? These cowards. These men that were afraid. Did you not see them shaking in their boots? Did you not see them denying you? Oh, I like it when it gets quiet.
Amen.
Let me wipe myself while you're quiet right now. Watch this. Watch. He says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Somebody that's apostolic ought to give God a shout of praise in the house. It's like, wait, Jesus. What happened? You're allowing for these cowards,
Lord, have mercy.
Fearful men to have this much power. Or better said, to have this great responsibility. I wouldn't have given it to this group. I would have been like looking for another group. Give me some bodybuilders or something, amen. Give me some dudes that just came out of army or something. You know, just, I'd be looking for not these dudes that are hiding.
Amen.
Come out.
What's powerful about God is God don't look at your present situation. God don't look at you fearing Gideon. He calls you a man of valor. He calls you somebody that is a weapon of war. He doesn't look at you in your defeated state, but he looks at you in the place where he's taken you to. He looks at you where the devil doesn't even imagine you to be at. Where the devil can't even think of you to be. He says, you are my weapon of war. I wish I had some weapons of war up in this place tonight. Somebody give God a shout of praise. He even watch. He even told them, he said, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. Then he says in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, but ye shall receive power After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. So we fast forward to the New Testament. Now let's fast forward to 2020. Oh, you're going to get quiet up in the house. See, after every low, God comes in the picture and says, I'm taking you higher. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. I said, I feel the Holy Ghost up in this place. Now, fast forward to 2020. Ooh, started off the year. It was powerful. Oh, glory. Perfect vision. Amen. Perfect vision 2020. I was like, oh, God, have mercy. I was like, Santo Dios de la Gloria. Amen. Because I didn't see perfect vision. I didn't even feel that for 2020. I was like, amen. Praise God. I mean, almost every church, that was the theme of their year, 2020. Perfect vision. They even took it off their websites and everything, amen, so that nobody would see it afterwards. Nobody saw the perfect vision. Nobody had perfect vision. Amen. You see here, you see 2020. All of a sudden, you go to the church house, and the church house is empty.
Oh, come on.
Where's the church?
Come on.
They're at home. In their PJs. Oh, I'm going to offend you, but it's all right. I leave on Monday anyways. Amen. I won't get you all mad at me. Some folks are going to get mad at me. That's fine. Just send me an email. Amen. It's Barry Sutton at... Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Where was the church? I heard people saying, oh, God's getting the church out of four walls. Not if you're just sitting in your living room. You got to understand something. I grew up in Latin America. I grew up in civil war. I grew up with bombs going off. People being shot right next to me. That's the stuff I grew up around. And my dad never canceled church. Even when there was a curfew, if the church service went longer than the curfew, it became an all-night prayer meeting. Looking around saying, come on, church. Come on, this is our finest hour, church. This is our time to shine, church. This is our moment, church. But we were hidden. We were hidden. It was driving me up a wall. I'm telling you, I was going crazy. I was going bananas. I mean, I was going crazy. I got so, one day I was so like mad, and I said, Lord, is this the way? Is this going to be the, I was having me a little pity party and everything. Amen. Praise God. When I have a pity party, I'm the CEO of my own pity party. Amen. I even bring my own balloons, amen, to my own pity party. Praise God. Amen. Because if I'm going to have one, I'm going to have a good one. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know why? Because I'll snap out of it quick. Man, I was so tired of being, nobody was calling me to come to their church because nobody was having church in there. I'm like, this is so dumb. Woo! And then when I was in the middle of my pity party, whatever, amen, I said, God, I'm tired of this. I said, I'm tired of preaching at a camera.
Amen.
And all of a sudden, I just felt the Lord just tell me, turn the camera around. So when I turned the camera around, I saw me. I'm like, all right, I'll preach to myself. Because some of the best preachings have been when I preach to myself. Baby, sometimes you got to preach yourself out of places. Sometimes you got to preach yourself out of a dungeon. Sometimes you gotta preach yourself out of a storm. Sometimes you gotta preach to yourself. I wish I had some preachers up in this place. I said I wish I had some preachers up in this place. Somebody give God a shout of praise. Oh God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Can somebody shout on credit right now?
'20, '21, the Lord begins to tell me, I'm raising an army. I'm like, out of what?
Lord, we don't even know.
What are you raising an army out of?
Come on. Come on.
The ones that were hiding?
Come on.
The ones that were afraid? Like as if God died?
Come on.
Like as if God got COVID? I even had preachers come up to me and say, Brother Dross, is this bigger than God? I'm like, shut up. What do you mean is this bigger than God?
Hello.
Have that kind of, what goes through your cabeza to even think that way? Look. In the middle of 2020, my message all over the place was God's still seated on his throne. God still does miracles. God is still a miracle worker. 2021, he's still a miracle worker. He's a miracle worker. He's a way maker. And in 2022, he still is doing miracles. Somebody give God a shout of praise in the house. Give God a shout of praise. God's raising. God's raising a remnant. He's raising an army. And I'll tell you where I see it. I see it in some young people that are rising up. Because some young people even saw our giants of the faith stay quiet. And you looked around and said, that ain't right. If you preach it, you better believe it. If you declare it, you better believe it. And I feel up in this place when the devil thought he had the church in lockdown.
God, begin to work on Davids on the background. Begin to work on young people on the background. Let you know our God is bigger than all this. I feel that God is pulling out his weapons of choice. The devil's about to have a bad day. I wish I had somebody that could give God a shout of praise. Somebody ought to shout, I am a weapon. I am a weapon. I am a weapon. I'm not perfect, but I'm in God's hands. I might not look very strong, but I'm in God's hands. I am a weapon. Are there weapons in the house of the Lord? Shout! Shout!
I feel that the way God grabbed a beat down people and he turned them into an army. And he grabbed beat down apostles. And he turned them into an army that ended up turning their world upside down. Whew. I'm excited to tell you tonight that the same plan he used back then and the same plan he did with the apostles, the Lord is pulling out his weapons of choice. Oh, I wish I had some weapons up in this place. I wish I had some young people that say, I want to be that weapon. I want to be that weapon. I wish I had some folks in this house that would say, God, if you're going to work through me. Let revival flow through me. Somebody give a shout of praise. You know what I'm hearing more than ever before? I'm starting to hear young people praying for sick people and they're being healed. There are some folks that are saying, I ain't waiting for everybody to get back. I ain't waiting for everybody to get alive. I'm going to see revival, whether I'm the only one pushing for it, whether I'm the only one believing it, whether I'm the only one preaching it. I'm going to see revival by the power of the name of Jesus. Are there any weapons in the house? I said, are there any weapons in the house? Are there any apostolic that will tell the devil, not with our church, not in my house. We're going to have revival by the power of the name of Jesus. Somebody lift up your hands and begin to shout. Begin to pray. I need intercessors interceding right now. I need intercessors all over this place interceding. Lift up your voice. I need intercessors interceding all over this place. I need intercessors lifting up their voice right now. There is a move in the Holy Ghost right now. There is an activation in the spirit right now. There is a rising of an army right now that God is rising up in this place. By the power of the name of Jesus, you're not going back to your church like you came. You're going back to engage in war in the name of Jesus. I need some young people flooding this altar right now. I need some weapons flooding this altar right now in the name of Jesus. Somebody lift up that voice. Somebody lift up that intercessory prayer. I feel the Holy Ghost moving, 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 moving in this house right now. I want to see every person that wants to be a weapon in the hands of God get in this altar right now. Get in this altar right now. Every person that wants to be a weapon in the hands of God, get in this altar right now. There's space right here in the middle. Don't stay in the aisle. There's space right here in the middle. I want you to bleed into the middle. In the name of Jesus, there is a powerful touch of God right now in this place. Come on, move in, move in, move into that space in the middle. I want you to get as close as you can. Come on, come on, get as close as you can. There's people still in the aisle. Come on, get as close as you can. There are ministries being birthed right now. There are ministries being birthed right now. You might have felt like you were weak. You might have felt like you were insignificant. You might have felt like as if God didn't even take you in consideration. But tonight, tonight is your night. Tonight the anointing comes upon you. Tonight the power of God is activated in you. Somebody lift up that voice. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I want you to lift your hands as high as you can right now. I'm going to release a word of faith that is a word of activation. There is going to be an anointing that's going to come upon your life. You're going to see miracles, signs, and wonders be manifested through your prayers, through your faith, in the name of Jesus. Ministries that have been dead are going to come alive right now by the power of the name of Jesus, by the authority of the word of God, and by the power that's in the name of Jesus. Father, activate miracles. Activate the gifts of the Spirit. Activate the anointing. Activate them, God. They are your weapons of choice. By the power of the name of Jesus, let there be church like they never had it before. Let them be a weapon in your hand. In Jesus' name. Hirabokotaya. Oh my God, I feel it right there. Somebody coming into a breakthrough. Somebody coming into a breakthrough right now. The glory of God is in this place. There is activation all over this place. There are young people that are rising up right now. You thought God forgot about you. There are ministries you thought God forgot about you. But I prophesy in the name of Jesus. Doors are going to open up for you. You're going to see the manifestation of God in your life by the power of the name of Jesus. Be bolder than ever before. Speak. Preach. Be a light in the midst of darkness. Be an army of the living God. Somebody lift up your voice. I need some roar in the house. I need some roar in the house. I need some warriors to rise up in this place. I need for there to be a sound of war cry in the house of the Lord. I ask ministry to begin to move among the crowd right now and begin to pray. Young people, turn around and pray with anybody that's next to you right now. The Holy Ghost is in this place. Power of God is moving in this place. In the name of Jesus. There's revival coming to your church through your life, through your ministry right now. There's revival coming to your church through your life and through your ministry in the name of Jesus. The reason why you've gone through moments of discouragement is because the devil knows you're dangerous in God's hands. Get back in God's hands. Become that dangerous weapon of choice. My God, that's it. Come on, come on. Somebody go after it.
Somebody go after it right now. Begin to lay hands on people in the name of Jesus with authority. Begin to lay hands on people with authority. We declare the power of God. Somebody's being baptized right now with the Holy Ghost in fire. Somebody's being baptized with the Holy Ghost in fire. Ghost moving in this house. Somebody ought to break out and praise. Somebody ought to break out and praise right now. There's an anointing moving in this house. I feel miracles rising up in this place. If you need healing in your body, I want you to raise your hand as high as you can. You need healing in your body. Raise your hand as high as you can. If somebody got their hand raised around you, I want you to pray with them right now. By the authority of the word of God and by the power that's in the name of Jesus, Lord, release miracles now. Release healing now. Now, in the name of Jesus, be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Yeah. I don't know who you are. But somebody got a scream all bottled up inside of you. Baby, there's a freedom. There's a breakthrough in that scream. You need to open up your mouth. You need to let it go right now. There are chains that are being broken. There are chains that are being broken. Let it go. Let it go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Let it go.
The devil thought he had.